Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear once again from Megan Anderson and Samantha Dieroff, two medical students at the University of Missouri who work at the Free MedZoo Community Clinic. They spoke about some of the misconceptions others have about the patients they work with through the recently opened specialty clinic that offers free and inclusive health care to transgender Missourians. Here's Samantha.
One of the common complaints that I've heard as far as speaking with MedZoo patients, both in the trans health clinic and outside of it, is that they feel like the healthcare system is designed against them. They feel like it's not necessarily inclusive. It's not meeting the needs that they have. There's a need in the community for this hormone replacement therapy in general for people that either aren't insured and so can't get it covered at all as far as just seeing a physician, getting a prescription, getting the follow-up labs done, as well as people that are insured that just their insurance says, you know what, this is an extra cost. This is kind of a choice healthcare type of thing. By doing this clinic and by addressing that need and welcoming not just people that are uninsured, but people that whose insurance do not cover hormone replacement therapy, it's allowing MedZoo and Mizzou to make a statement and say, you know, we're not viewing this as an elected therapy that you're doing. We're viewing this as you affirming your identity, and we don't think that a healthcare cost should be the reason that you can't. With HRT or surgery or any real change to your exterior, I mean, even dressing in a different way, it's viewed as this, they're being dramatic or they're being rebellious in some way. And it's like this elective thought process in their head. And it's really not. I cannot imagine waking up in a body that I truly did not feel like is mine. And I would want to do everything I can to put it in an image that I feel more comfortable in. So I think once you start thinking about it in that way, it starts to seem less of a frivolous or dramatic exterior change and more of this really deep need of theirs. And I don't know, I mean, maybe, especially I think with surgeries, it gets lumped together of like plastic surgery of, you know, they're just doing a cosmetic change because they can, and why would we help them do that? Why would we help cover that? I think that's a really derogatory way to think about it because, I mean, really, it's not elective like that. And I would argue that, I mean, even plastic surgery is not elective like that. You know, you're helping someone's self-esteem versus, you know, in the trans community, you're helping affirm their identity. And I don't think that it should be as polarizing as it is. Really, what you get is you get a lack of physicians that are knowledgeable about this. I mean, it's not in medical education yet. There is a lack of knowledge on what actual trans health entails and what HRT therapy entails and what your follow-up labs are and how frequently you do those. That's just something that it's not embedded yet in training outside of very few institutions. It has increased from what it was, but there's still further to go.
That was Megan Anderson and Samantha Dieroff, two medical students who work with the MedZoo clinic here in town, speaking about some of the barriers to care that their patients who are transgender can face. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Landon Jones. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.